Whoa!
Have you seen Home Alone?
I've seen 1, 2, and 3.
There's a third one?
There's actually 5 of them.
Holy.
Oh, God.
Ooh, Karate Kid.
No. I saw Cobra Kai on YouTube, though. The first season.
Why?
Because it's good. No, because, I don't know, I know about Demon Sorcerer Miyagi, though. I thankfully didn't see the Jackie Chan remake.
It's not bad.
It's just it's not really bad.
It's not a bad movie.
I heard Jackie Chan was fine, but Will Smith's kid wasn't that great.
That's just people who hate.
Yeah, but he's also, like 9 in the movie. So what do you get out of a 9-year-old?
Not much.
Right, so...
He did a cool kick.
Yeah.
Is that the best you got to say about that movie? He did a cool kick.
Yes. Oh, man, my voice hurts. All right. Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales, Minisode 71, I think. Barr? Mm-hmm. I'm Tim.
I'm Olivia.
Cliff.
Pat.
Wow, the gang's all here. And
yeah!
Whoa, overachiever. All right. Well, today we're doing a topic discussion, and it is brought to you by superfan Doug. Woo! He says to stop giving him airplane spins. He has vomited all the way down his back. He does not appreciate that. He hasn't done that since he was an infant. Okay? All right. So if you see superfan Doug, just give him like a little wet nap, kind of, you know. Anyways, today's topic is if you could choose any one writer... or artist to work together, well, writer and artist, I guess it could be like a writer-artist, but choose a writer, choose an artist, pair them together, and you get to choose what property they work on. We've taken some time to figure this out because this was a bit involved for me to just spring on you guys. Pat, I want you to go first this time, because you're always last. Okay. Bringing the show down with your not watching Infinity War.
That's going to hang over me for a while, isn't it?
By the time, you know, well after you've watched it, by the way we record.
Doubtful.
Ooh. Oh.
All right, so it took me a little bit to think. Like, the combo was easier than the IP, but then when I thought of the IP, it made sense. I'd like to see writer Garth Ennis, because I love Garth Ennis's work, especially with Punisher. And that gritty storytelling. And artist by Mike Mignola. So I was thinking at first, like, gritty writing with Frank Miller. I'm like, nah, fuck Frank Miller.
You mean Frank Fuck Miller.
Frank Fuck Miller. Not having that.
Call back.
Thank you.
Plus, his art's turned to shit recently. Ergo, Xerxes.
Call back.
And I thought they'd be perfect together. You got that dark cell-shaded gothic look with the grittiness of the writing. And I'm thinking, what's the best IP that can pair with that? I thought Judge Dredd. Pair nicely. Like, of course, there's that wacky shit of Dredd that was all over the 80s and still now. But, like, then you have the darker stories like the Carl Urban movie. And it would just work perfectly, I think.
You know, Garth Ennis has written Judge Dredd in the past.
Really?
Yep. Actually, a lot of popular writers from America, but also they're English, I believe. Millar has, and Blanken, but other people who are high profile have written Dredd, besides just the English chaps. Olivia, help me!
Oh, my turn? Okay. I was thinking, and I couldn't... So I'm kind of breaking the format a little bit.
Oh no! So, it's all broken.
Sorry.
It's the first time.
It's never happened before,
and it's broken.
The two people I'd like to see work together on something is Kyle Starks.
Aww, our buddy.
Chip Zdarsky.
Oh my god, it'd be great. It doesn't even matter what combo.
And they could work on anything together. I think the two of them together, like, you don't know what's going to come out.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I saw both of them in a room together and it was zany.
It was.
All right, well, since
they could work on, like, My Little Pony.
Oh my god, that's it. Perfect. Wow. Magical adventures. That shit would get dark quick. There'd be so much hidden innuendos and whatnot.
be the new Rocco's Modern Life.
Not a children's story.
Yeah, it would go from a children's program to something like a Rocco or like a Ren and Stimpy or something like that. Yeah, that's amazing. Good work. My Little Pony, Kyle Starks, Chip Zdarsky. I love it. Mm-hmm. They could do it. I don't know if they want to do it, but they could do it. Cliff, what you got, buddy?
So, I'm going to go with the IP is Grundy.
Grundy! Because
there's not enough Grundy.
That's very true. There is not enough Grundy.
And I'm going to go with the writer, who's my favorite, is Mr. Meltzer, because he just writes everything really well.
First name Brad.
And then, I originally wanted to just keep him, since he and Rags Morales did a great job on Identity Crisis, but I thought, how would Grundy look as like a full-size portrait? So... Brad Meltzer and Alex Ross doing a Grundy book.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
That would just look awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure Alex Ross has done Grundy at some point, right?
I would have to assume, but like, that's the property. It's just a Grundy book.
Just Grundy. What do you want to see Grundy do?
I don't know, be like an accountant.
Taxes on a Monday.
I don't know, like anything, like... I like the mobster Grundy. I think it's like a cool idea. Like, he's smarter, kind of in charge of stuff. But then, like, he's even been written where, like, you care about him a lot.
Right. I remember the Justice League cartoon? They added him, and it was, like, super feels.
Yeah. Yep.
For a geared younger program.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Grundy said.
They did it twice.
Well, he keeps coming back.
Yeah. It gets sadder every time.
Poor Grundy.
Yeah, and that's what, even if it's like a mystery, like Meltzer usually does, that's fine.
Oh, I love mysteries. I love noir, I love mysteries, I love all that.
And Alex Ross's art is just amazing. Like, there's no way that compares to that kind of art in comics.
Nope. Not quite. Not quite that.
So that's what I'm going with.
It's a good pick. Well, I think you know what IP I'm likely to pick.
Moon Knight.
You are correct.
Or G.I. Joe.
Oh, good. That's true. I do love G.I. Joe. Very true. But Moon Knight is the correct answer. And it's funny you mentioned Mignola, because I picked Mignola as well, Mike Mignola, but for the writing end of it.
Okay.
Because he does Spooky Wookie really good.
Yep.
And I picked Ryan Ottley as my artist.
He's great.
Because, goddamn, is that man great. Him, his whole run on Invincible, so good. So iconic, so burned in my mind that when I see him on Amazing Spider-Man now, it just looks like Invincible characters to me. And I get it. That's because I stared at Invincible way too much, and I love his art to a crazy level. But I would love that. Because Moon Knight can be comic relief. He can be super scary. I haven't seen a scary Moon Knight in a while. Dark, twisted. That's what I want. And Mignola's perfect to write it. And Ottley, it's just me being greedy. I just love Ottley. He should do everything.
That's fine.
And honorable, I have an honorable mention, just because I had so much time to think about this. Tom King and Dan Panosian. I want them to work on Omega Men again. Now, Tom King has done Omega Men. Dan has not. I think Mitch Gerard maybe was the artist on Omega Men with him. Tom King's go-to for everything. I don't know. But I like Dan Panosian ever since I read Slots. And he's an amazing artist, and he likes to drink and draw. He's just one of the guys, you know? So, I just want more Omega Men, essentially, is what I'm saying. Tom King, to stay on the book and do more.
So more Omega Men, more Moon Knight.
More Omega Men, more Moon Knight is what I want.
Who's the artist on Divinity?
Oh, I can't think. Matt Kent wrote it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Trevor Hairsine.
Okay. Yeah, he's good.
Because, like, I like the art in that book. Then I was just trying to think of, like, he does, like, space really well. Mm-hmm. Like, who would be, like,
a space?
No, I'm thinking, like, if you could do something like that, you could probably do, like, other sceneries, like, kind of well, like, if you have the idea. So, like, what about, like, Jeff Johns and Matt Hairsine on, like, Black Panther?
Oh, nice.
So, moving Jeff over to the other side.
He was there once for a very short time. He wrote some crap.
Really?
I never read it. I know he wrote some Avengers. He only wrote a handful of things before he left, for whatever reason. I don't even know the story behind that, but I know he wrote some Avengers.
Well, that was just another thought I had that popped in my head. I like the art in Divinity.
It's very good, I agree.
And I like Jeff Johns' storytelling.
Well, of course, he's great.
thinking of an honorable mention as well. I just can't think of the writer. Let's just do Mignola's writer, because Mignola just writes great, spookier comedic. He just works well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the artist, Joelle Jones.
I love Joelle Jones.
That stylistic. I was first thinking Garth Ennis, but I already used him as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Would work well, especially with her run on Lady Killer.
Yeah, Lady Killer. That book's sweet.
But I think with Mignola, you could probably do something creepier or even funny. IP, I got no clue, though.
What the hell, Patrick?
I'm just thinking, you could do almost...
Two people breaking the wheel.
This wheel,
it just started and it's broken.
It's a square wheel.
I gave this a good why we, one, though.
This is why we can't have nice
I
things.
Gave a finished one, though. This is just an honorable.
That's why...
Not the very honorable to not be finished.
Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things.
The Incredible Hulk. Give me a She-Hulk.
Power Ooh. Rangers.
I like She-Hulk. That Power Rangers book does really well, believe it or not. The new one. Boom. I don't know if it's still going, actually. It was doing well. If it ended, it ended on purpose. Whatever, who gives a shit? Superfan Doug, are you dizzy yet?
So he's a more of a fan now of being grabbed by his legs and spun around.
Oh, yeah. He loves that.
Yeah, not over the head anymore.
Right,
he's
yeah.
developed a fear of heights.
Yeah, he's got equilibrium issues, but it's not as bad if you grab him by the ankles and spin him around.
Right.
He just likes it. He likes it. But don't do it too long, okay?
Right. And make sure there's nothing around that he could hit his head on.
Just soft pillows.
Yeah.
Nice, playful pillows that you've laid around him.
Right.
Which is weird enough as it is. I think we're done here, Sonic Tonic. Thanks, everybody, for listening. CapesandScoutsPodcast.com.